You're listening to VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. We just heard Burlington's police chief say it was troubling that reporters named the suspect in the courthouse rape case because he said it likely might have outed the victim's identity. So did news outlets mess up? VPR's Taylor Dobbs looked into it.
Tracy Griffith is the chair of the Media Studies, Journalism, and Digital Arts Department at St. Michael's College. Here's her take on the chief's statement to the press.
The way that the statement read to me was twofold. It was talking about the woman's victimization and re-victimization by being identified in this way. But it also talked about how it made it much more difficult for them to do their job.
She says that first point is important. Coverage of sexual assault has big implications in people's lives.
We've got the situation where this young woman has also been victimized on multiple levels by him and now by people knowing who she is and what has happened to her.
Even though releasing suspects' names is usually considered ethical, Griffith says newsrooms should be careful in situations like this when naming the suspect all but identifies the victim. As for Del Pozo's accusation that publishing the suspect's name will make it harder for police to find him,
let's be real, we're not in the business of making it easy for them to do their job.
Griffith's take is echoed by the Society of Professional Journalists' Code of Ethics. While the code calls on reporters to minimize harm, it also says to act independently. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.